This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. It's Casey. We're going to get some therapy today. Lord knows I need it. You know, therapy is so accessible these days. Have you thought about contacting one of these online therapists? They're for real. They are licensed, trained therapists like the one we're going to speak to today. Her name is Stacy Theory, and she's from Grow Therapy, growtherapy.com. It's covered by insurance. They accept most major insurances. It's affordable therapy, it's virtual therapy, and maybe it's something you or somebody you love wants to look into. Grow Therapy. You go to the website, you put in your state, you put in your insurance, and then you find the therapist that specializes in what you want to talk about. What Grow Therapy wants to talk about right now is something called reverse seasonal depression. I think that's what they call it. People this time of year, their systems are set off balance by the sun, by the heat, by the change in schedule. Yikes. If you're feeling off or know someone who is, listen to the symptoms that Stacy shares with us today on Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. We're brought to you by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. They've got so many beautiful vehicles for you to choose from, and they'll help you get into one affordably. Nissan of Yorktown Heights. We'll be right back.
This month, visit Nissan of Yorktown Heights. 0% APR available on select new Nissans. This month only, 500 vehicles to choose from. Find them online at nissanofyorktownheights.com. 0% APR available on select new Nissans this month only. 500 vehicles to choose from at Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Find them online at nissanofyorktownheights.com. Nissan of Yorktown Heights. You'll love this place.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Our guest today is Stacy Theory, and she is from Grow Therapy, growtherapy.com. We're going to be talking about summer sadness. But first, let's just find out about this whole industry, Stacy. So what is this like? Is it like the Psychic Friends Network back in the day, where you just call up and you get charged by the minute?
No, we accept insurances. So that's the beautiful thing about Grow, is that they've made therapy virtually accessible for so many people because they handle the connection between the your insurance provider and the therapist.
That is fabulous. How long has Grow been around?
Well, I actually am not sure, but I know I've been working with them for about 4 years.
And what made you think you wanted to be an online therapist?
I love the convenience of it. People are just much more inclined to be able to log into a session from the comfort of their own home. It eliminates that travel time to and from, and some of, even a little bit of the awkwardness of those in-person sessions. So it just makes, I think, for a really great opportunity.
Is it on Zoom? Do I see you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We can do phone calls or we can do video chat.
Okay. What's your client load?
So I see about 30 clients. So it's about 6 to 8 clients a day.
Wow. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. There's a couple of things I want to talk about, but first, talk to the people who have been thinking about calling for an online therapist. What do they need to know?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The first thing I would say is try not to be anxious, right? So the therapist's role is really just to come alongside you and be supportive. So I think it would be helpful to just kind of check in with yourself and identify how can I be supported so that you can directly ask for that. And that's really what we're here to do.
Now, do I have to get like a prescription from my doctor or can I just diagnose myself and give you a call?
You can go ahead and just find a provider that accepts your insurance and type in your information online on the website. You'll have a bunch of different therapist profiles to choose from. So you don't need a referral from a doctor.
Oh, it's like online dating.
Yes, similar.
I get to choose. I get to swipe.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do people come to you about?
So I treat really a variety of issues for people. A lot of the clients I work with suffer from depression or anxiety, just a lot of overwhelm, feeling kind of stuck. There are also people that I work with who have mood disorders, maybe some bipolar clients that I can also refer for medication management through Grow Therapy's platform. So I really have a variety that I work with.
So you brought something to my attention that I have never heard of before, and this is reverse seasonal depression. What do you call it?
Mm-hmm. It's reverse SAD, so reverse seasonal affective disorder.
So I get sad when it's nice out?
Basically, yes, the opposite of seasonal depression, what we typically think of. It's a type of major depressive disorder, but it typically happens in the winter months when it gets darker faster and it's more cold in temperature, kind of gloomy. So this is the reverse. Basically, it's summer sadness.
What the heck is summer sadness? I bet people are saying right now, I think I've got that. Tell me what it looks like.
Okay, so some of the symptoms for summer onset SAD would be experiencing some anxiety, maybe agitation or restlessness, having some insomnia. Maybe you see your appetite decrease or your weight drop. There can even be some restless or aggressive behavior attributed to it. And it's really interesting because the cause of it is the serotonin activity becomes abnormal. So that's a chemical in the brain. So it actually is a mood disorder. So they may have lower serotonin activity during seasonal changes where there's less or more daylight.
Can you explain some of the science behind that? I mean, it makes sense to me that people can get sad when it's gloomy outside. You know, it's just depressing and gloomy. But when it's sunny outside, is our serotonin not working right?
Well, so yeah, that's a great question. So part of it might even be the melatonin. So if you have too much melatonin, that's a hormone that plays a big part in regulating the circadian rhythms or your sleep-wake cycles. So people who have SAD or reverse SAD may produce too much or too little melatonin, which contributes to sleepiness and fatigue or not getting enough sleep. And then also there's the vitamin D deficiencies or the agitation from too much heat or high pollen count sometimes. A lot of times this is found in warmer climates where the temperature rises and the body just maybe can't adjust to that higher temperature. And the histamine levels are higher when the pollen count goes up. So it can lead to some symptoms as well.
So not only do I have allergies, but I have the potential to get depressed because the weather is good. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this, when the weather is beautiful, like for days and days and days, I crave a cloudy day, like to take the pressure off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like on beautiful days, I feel like the universe is saying, go out and be productive and make accomplishments. But sometimes it's just like, can I have a cloudy day so I can just sit on the couch, please?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, doctor?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see how that would feel almost like a time of rest, you know? There's like a rhythm maybe that your body is kind of seeking or craving. So that makes sense.
Right. And also, I've got laundry to do, and I feel terrible doing the laundry in the basement when it's a beautiful day outside. All right. Seriously, Stacy Theory from Grow Therapy, what else do our listeners need to know today?
Well, I think it might be helpful also to understand how to treat it. If you think you're experiencing some of these symptoms, of course, some of the options include therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy specifically is particularly helpful because it enables you to learn healthy ways to cope, such as reducing your avoidance behaviors, maybe scheduling meaningful activities to look forward to, and changing some of the negative thoughts that maybe make you feel worse. And then also they're finding that light therapy can be helpful too. So that helps reset the circadian rhythm that we were talking about earlier. Just making sure that you're exercising and eating well. Also important to make sure you're getting enough sleep and also be staying social so that you're connected with people and loved ones.
Stacy, in all seriousness, taking care of your mental health is like a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Because when you don't feel good, it's impossible. It's impossible nearly to exercise and eat right and get enough sleep. You know, you're not feeling good. So it's real. There's so much tending to be done. What does your mental health regime look like?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing attention to that, because it's like you're saying, it's easy to say these things, but the actual doing can sometimes be challenging. So a lot of times what I like to do is kind of separate into two categories. So there's nourishing and there's active self-care. So I like to think of the nourishing self-care as when I really feel depleted and maybe I don't feel up to it. So then I'm looking for ways that I can just really pour into myself. And I always go, when I'm talking about this category, I always like to focus on the physical body. Am I staying hydrated? Am I eating healthy foods, nourishing my body well? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I resting? And am I doing gentle movement that feels good to my body? Just at least getting outside and getting a little bit of sunlight by going for a nice slow walk or doing some gentle stretching. And that counts too. So that's also nourishment. And then there's that more active self-care. And that's going to require more energy. So that's when you get out and you maybe socialize a bit more, or you're going and you're working out at the gym at a more aggressive pace.
Got it. Can we talk a minute too about like the voices in your head?
Or
how about the voices in my head? You'd probably be more comfortable talking about the voices in my head. I posted up on our Facebook group, A Circle of Women, the other day that the story that repeats and repeats in your mind should support you. Talk to us about changing our thoughts so we can have that healthy inner voice.
Yeah, okay. That's another great question. So what I like to do when I work with my clients is remind everybody that I work with that our thoughts are just that. They're thoughts. You know, they're coming out of sometimes nowhere. Sometimes it feels like they're intrusive, but they don't have to define or dictate our behavior. So first of all, just take a step back and acknowledge the thought that I just had, even the thought that I have after that to try to reframe or make a judgment, right? That's just a thought too. So kind of neutralize the meaning that they carry, first of all, and then really start to take charge of and be in control of what kind of thoughts not only are you thinking. So that's why I carry with me a list of 100 affirmations so that I have something to redirect to. So I'll immediately just say, I want to be in control of this thought world. And let me sort of take the wheel here, right? So I'll choose 3 every morning, and not only just thinking about these affirmations, so like I am empowered or I am kind or I'm compassionate, right? I want to actually speak them out loud, because thoughts alone, they're energy, right? But we can really give them life by speaking them aloud. So that component, I think, is really important and empowering as well.
2 questions. How big is your purse that you can carry 100 phrases around with you?
It's on my phone.
It's on your phone, of course.
Yes. Where
do you do this out loud speaking of affirmations?
I do it when I'm doing my morning routine. So as I'm putting my sunscreen on my face, brushing my teeth, I do this as part of my hygiene. It's my emotional hygiene, so to speak.
All right. What 3 did you give yourself today?
Okay. So actually, I'm glad you asked. So I am kind, I am compassionate, and I am generous.
You are very generous with your time with us today, and I so appreciate that. We are talking to Stacy Theory of Grow Therapy. The website is?
GrowTherapy.com.
And again, if you could just run down the symptoms of people who may be experiencing reverse SAD.
Alrighty, happy to do that. So some of the symptoms may look like insomnia, agitation, decreased appetite, some weight loss, high anxiety, irritability or restlessness, maybe some difficulty concentrating, and social withdrawal or violent or agitated behavior.
And this has to do with our serotonin and melatonin. So how can just talking about it solve the problem?
Well, so that's a great question too. It can help, talking about it can help get you regimented on maybe a program and on a treatment plan that can help, right? So part of it's going to be maybe that cognitive behavioral work. First of all, understanding what it is you're dealing with, naming the feelings that you're having so that then you can decide how to treat each of the symptoms.
Beautiful. All right. So now just prepare to have a busy calendar, because we're sending people to your website to make an appointment with you, Stacy.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anything else our listeners need to know?
I think that's it. You did a great job. Great question.
She is a good sport. Stacy Theory, growtherapy.com. I think she was doing a little therapy on me. Don't you think? Telling me, oh, good question, good question. It really made me feel good. I don't know if my questions were that good, but I know you can go to growtherapy.com and find out more. What I loved What I loved and wrote down while she was speaking is question number one. Ask yourself, how can I be supported? I love that question. That might be going on a sticky note on the computer. How can I be supported? Right? What do we need? Do we need someone to listen? Do we need someone to help us unpack something? Do we need someone to help us explain what's going on? I don't know, but that's a great thing to think about. How can I be supported? The summer sadness she talked about, sometimes it's a vitamin D deficiency, sometimes high pollen and high histamine levels can have an impact. And I love this too when she talked about nourishing and active self-care. Nourishing self-care, she said, when she pours into herself. And active self-care, maybe that's cardio or something sweaty. I don't know. She mentioned something to work on when we're in a depressive mode, and that is reducing avoidance behaviors. Oh my, I have a suitcase full of avoidance behaviors. You know, avoidance behaviors, when you find yourself deep, 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 deep back in the corner of your closet, polishing one square inch of floor when you're supposed to be getting ready for the baby shower. All right, maybe that's just me. And I love when Stacy said thoughts are just thoughts. Step away from the thought and then step away from the rationalization or judgment of the thought. Just like get way far away from it. It's a thought. It's just a thought. You don't have to marry it, kiss it. It's just a thought. Okay. Growththerapy.com. Now, maybe a nourishing behavior for you would be watching something uplifting on the TV. Actor Ted McGinley joins us next. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. We are going to get together Monday, May 6th, and we're going to have a Zoom, and we're going to talk about our definition of love. That's what we're going to write out and talk about. Remember the guest last week? Who was that? Oh, for Pete's sakes, who was the guest? Oh, Dr. Carla Marie Manley, remember? She said the first exercise in her book was to write your definition of love. So that's what we're going to do in our Zoom, May 6th. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. You can just listen. We have a good time. It's free. Caseysplace.com. June 29th, one day at Graymore. August 23rd, a whole weekend at Merriandale. Caseysplace.com. All righty. Now we are going to nourish ourselves with a little TV. We're about to be touched by a Baxter. A new show. An inspirational show, a soap opera, in fact, based on very popular novels. It stars the actor Ted McGinley. Reading his bio, he was Roger Phillips in Happy Days, 1974. I don't remember that. He spent some time on The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children, The West Wing. You're going to know his face right away. In fact, his face got him into the business. He was a model. Spotted in GQ, offered a role. He's been in movies too, Young Doctors in Love, Revenge of the Nerds, Wayne's World 2, Major League, Back to the Minors, Pearl Harbor. You know I love him in Shrinking. Do you watch Shrinking? He plays such a dorky guy. But anyway, he's here to talk about a new inspirational TV show, The Baxters, on Prime. Right, Ted?
Yes, we have a new show called The Baxters. And it's on Amazon Prime, and it's 34 episodes dropped in one day, and it's basically Melrose Place meets the Bible.
What? Yeah. Oh, tell me more.
I've never seen anything like it. We're calling it a hope opera, but it's a soap opera.
It's a hope opera, soap opera. So this is inspiring and positive?
Yes, it is. It's interesting. It's really made for faith-based audiences, but it will suck in some people just because when you start watching it, you almost can't stop. It's a great experiment. I'm dying to see what happens with this. It's got a great cast. The books are written by a lady who sold 25 million copies of her book, so there's a huge audience for this kind of show.
Karen Kingsbury, the author. The Baxters, tell me about the family.
Well, I play John Baxter, who is the patriarch of this family, and Roma Downey, who is also the producer of this series, is my wife. And the two of us are sort of the rocks of this family. We have five kids, and the encounters of life that come at them and all of us are things that everybody deals with, but they're extreme. And you see on a day-to-day basis how they get through their lives. And it's not easy, like it is for many of us. So I think their faith is really the platform and the base from which they work from. You see that this is a family that loves each other and doesn't judge. They just accept and then basically are always there. And they realize that people, you know, kind of come back around if you just let them know you're there. And no matter what people go through, if you just keep loving them and stay present and let them know that they have a safe place, they come back around. It's a beautiful message, and yet it's not for everyone.
I don't know, Ted McGinley. I think this has touched you.
I'm very proud of the work on it. It's a bunch of young kids. We all work basically for free, and it's because people liked being there and they wanted to tell these stories. Everyone's proud that it's being seen, and the response is pretty good considering how narrow the window is for the audience. But I think what we're experiencing is that the audience is actually wider than people think.
Ted, what do you mean everybody's working for free?
Well, I mean, we made this for nothing. I mean, I laugh because I play a physician on the show. And I remember when we first started the first season, I got all my clothes were from the thrift shop. I said, this guy's a doctor who's doing very well. He lives in this house. It's the reality of how you do these smaller shows. Like, you're not working with a lot of money. But the stories, once it gets going, that never comes up again. You're just sucked into the story.
Where did you film?
We're all over L.A. I live near Santa Monica, near the beach. And it was the closest location I've ever had to my home. So that was the greatest thing ever. That was the greatest part of that first year, was that it was literally 5 minutes from my house.
So 34 episodes.
Three. Three seasons are out right now.
Oh, get out. Oh, my gosh. Are you exhausted?
Yeah. What's really funny is that I have friends who know me personally, who started watching it just because they wanted to see, they were just going to be nice to watch it. And they have, several have called in and said, I can't stop. We've sucked in and we can't watch it before we go to bed. It's upsetting us. I get such a kick out of it. It really is, the reactions are just all over the place.
That's great. Do you think, I mean, this is just what the world needs right now?
I don't know what the world needs right now. The world sometimes is shocking, but I believe that there's a lot of people who could use this right now and have really enjoyed it. There, like I said, Karen Kingsbury has sold 25 million copies of her books, so believe me, there's an audience that's thirsty for certain kinds of content, and we're hoping that this resonates with them.
All right, you resonate with us. Ted McGinley,
you're
so great
kind.
To talk with you. No, you're amazing. And thanks for all the wonderful characters you've given us. Anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
Well, I'm also working on Shrinking 2 on Apple TV, which we're filming right now, which is coming up in the not-too-distant future. So.
Oh, my God, I just got chills. I love that show so much.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, God, and you're amazing.
Definitely the highlight show of my career.
But you play such a dorky guy.
Yeah, well, he's not a dork. He's not a dork. He is the most sane person in the show.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's sane.
And he's sunshine. That's what I like to think of him. I always think of him as just sunshine. So, anyway, we're doing season two, and it's fantastic, and it's going to be a great year.
Ted McGinley. Shrinking season two is coming. Love that show. I'm not sure Ted enjoyed me calling his character dorky, but it's such a great show. It's about psychiatrists, and it stars Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, and all the supporting actors too are just brilliant. And I guess Ted's right. His character, Derek, the next door neighbor, and he's just sunshine. Sunshine. And Ted called the role the highlight of his career. And where can we find that? Apple TV. So if you're looking for inspiration, look for The Baxters on Prime with Roma Downey Jr. Come on. Touched by an Angel fans. So you know what you have to do. You have to say your affirmations out loud, like Stacy from Grow Therapy. And then you have to watch The Baxters on Prime to be inspired. And Shrinking if you just want to laugh out loud. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. I'm Casey, and Our thought for the day is from the mouth of Ted McGinley, who just minutes ago, when talking about the Baxters, said, "People come back around if you just let them know you're there." Isn't that hopeful? People come back around if you just let them know you're there. Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.